Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a terrific idea. I've got the better part of an hour to spend with you, 855-993-7569. We've talked a lot about teenagers. That's more about children from sort of teenage years up. And, this is a society that prolongs adolescence for a very long time. Many societies don't. Once you hit puberty, you're kind of on your own. And historically, actually, puberty was later. Puberty seems to be hitting earlier and earlier, whether it's the food, the hormones in the food, or better nutrition, or nobody knows exactly what. So you've got this strange confluence of sexual maturity and social immaturity kind of bashing into one another, which makes parenting perhaps even more of a challenge than it ever was. But you have to remember, the original parents didn't do such a great job, right? Cain and Abel weren't exactly easy to get along with and didn't have exactly a good relationship. So we were talking earlier, one of the things that we put up on Facebook was famous speeches. And I probably should have excluded Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream and Abraham Lincoln's 4 Score and 7 Years Ago. Although a bunch of you came up with some different ideas. Of course, one of the difficulties was that there are speeches we hadn't heard of before. And one of the ones that was remarked upon, and if you're going to do things like that, I think what you need to do is send us a link or something. But thank goodness for Google. That former President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, at the Sorbonne in Paris in April 23rd, 1910, gave a 35-page speech. And on page 7, the man in the arena is, and that's the segment, is what was referred to by one of our Facebook respondents. And I thought I'd read it to you because it's kind of interesting. And then it's been used a number of times since then, including Richard Nixon and football coaches and baseball coaches. The speech says, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." So there you go. Someone who is heavily involved in a situation that requires courage, skill, or tenacity, as opposed to someone sitting on the sidelines and watching, is sometimes referred to as the man in the arena.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh. Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, it is pretty fascinating.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys never cease to amaze and delight me, because you'll come up with something completely unexpected. Richard Nixon, twice, in his victory speech on November 6, 1968, in his resignation address.
How about that?
6 years later.
He basically bookended his run as president.
Yeah,
he plagiarized
himself. Here, sometimes I have succeeded and sometimes I have failed, but always I have taken heart from what Theodore Roosevelt once said about the man in the arena whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood.
Wow.
But it is a good point. Then in Success and Failure, he used exactly the same quote. Maybe he was being prescient. Nelson Mandela gave a copy of the speech to Francois Pienaar, the captain of the South African rugby team before the start of the Rugby World Cup, in which the South African side eventually defeated the heavily favored All Blacks of New Zealand. In the film based on these events, the poem Invictus is used instead. Too bad. They should have used the one that was Matt Damon was in that. Remember,
yeah,
did you see Invictus?
I did not.
And Morgan Freeman, I think, was in it as well.
I think Morgan Freeman played Nelson Mandela, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
Mark DeRozan, American professional baseball utility player, was with the Washington Nationals. Read the passage to teammates prior to the Nationals' pivotal Game 4 versus the St. Louis Cardinals in the 2012 National League Division Series, which was won on a walk-off home run by the Nationals' Jason Wirth.
I remember that game.
Since his days at the University of Pennsylvania, DeRosa would turn to those words before important games. American scholar Brené Brown used a somewhat abbreviated version of the quote in her March 2012 Listening to Shame, and subsequently is the inspiration of the title of her book, Daring Greatly. When the Ferrari Formula One driver Gene Alesi was about to start the last lap of the 1995 Canadian Grand Prix, which would become his only Grand Prix win, the ESPN commentator Bob Varsha used parts of Roosevelt's speech, saying that Alesi looked a while like being the man Roosevelt had talked about.
Wow.
I guess kind of. Yeah, so it was used a lot. But the idea being, you know, I think the New York State Lottery uses the same thing. You can't win it if you're not in it. Right? Same thing.
Yeah.
Probably not as as charming. But all right, so one of the things that I was going to talk with you about, which kind of morphs nightly into this, is one of the stories. I had seen this a couple of weeks ago, that in South Carolina, there was a high school basketball coach in Southern California whose team won 161-2. And at the time, I remember it being a news story. Well, it turns out that they're now talking about suspending the coach.
Mm.
He got a 2-game suspension.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so the question is, and it turns out the story's a little more complicated, because apparently that during the second half, let's see if I can find all this here. Apparently they in the second half, their full court press defense was ceased at halftime.
Yeah.
So they're saying that maybe the coach wasn't quite as insensitive, I guess.
Right.
Is so what, you know, what's the coach supposed to say? You know, all right, guys, you know, phone it in. And the idea being that the essence of sports is the pursuit of excellence, and asking a team to go easy. The question is it appropriate, is it sportsmanlike to rub somebody's nose in it? Which, as far as I'm concerned, also brings up the issue of not, I mean, 161-2, those teams seem to me, to put not too fine a face on it, mismatched.
Yeah.
How could that happen?
That's my thing. I mean, if you're going to have scores like that, I mean, forget about, you know, wow, he's running up the score. No. Maybe those two teams shouldn't be playing each other.
Well, but what do you do, I guess, at the time? And look, right. I went to a school, I've told this before, when I was working as an engineer, there was always a football pool. There was the pro games, and then there was the college game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were combined. And I quite often did fine on the college one, but I always lost on the college one, because I would always vote for Rice. You know, I'm an alum.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, the point spread was like 57 points or something. They lost by 82 points. And this is a college football game.
Yeah.
And obviously, they were playing in the Southwest Conference, which they had no business playing in. And now they play in some kind of goofy conference, the Atlantic, like something rather.
Conference US, or no, it's, I think
there was
the American Conference?
Yeah, it was Atlantic at one point. And they actually went to the Hawaii Bowl and won it.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually played West Point. I mean, they actually don't have a terrible team. It's just that they were playing schools that had, like, literally 20 times the student body and different recruiting processes and different requirements and yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sort of used to that kind of grievous score. And then you look at this, you know, the Belichick thing with the, you know, non-inflated footballs. And, yeah, I'm sure Tom Brady, who's never touched the football before, had no idea that those footballs were uninflated, because he's, you know, has no experience with footballs, or, you know, had no idea. And the point is, you know, has sportsmanship like behavior become a thing of the past? Is it, you know, that winning at any cost, Is that cheating? I mean, what happened? I mean, looking at either way, have we changed the notion of what sports are like? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Good, Steve. How are you today?
Great. This is a little different kind of question, but give you the details as you want, but I have a neighbor, we have a camp, and I noticed my wood pile gradually being depleted over the winter, and then I found out my neighbor seems to want to help himself to my wood pile, which, and I've done some things to maybe reduce that happening in the future, but it still kind of bugs me, and if I would just buy the wood and get it, but I go out in the woods, cut it myself, split it by hand, dry it, and, you know, if he wanted any wood, we, you know, we borrow ladders, and we're kind of off by ourselves up at the camp next to them. You know, I'd give him whatever he wanted, but, man, I wish, and if I had borrowed some, I would have brought back three times as much as I borrowed.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Has there ever been a time where you said, he said, gee, I'm out of wood, and you said, go ahead and help yourself? And over
they're
the
never
years?
There. No, they're never there in the winter, so it's never come up, and I found out that he's been doing an occasional job through the winter week, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're never there during the winter, and he's been running his wood stove then. So
yeah, no, I got
never
it.
Come
I mean,
up.
Yeah, I, you know, it sounds to me that, I mean, all right, let me ask you, does he seem like the guy, there are two possibilities here. One is he's furtive, which sounds like it's probably not the case, and the other is he's just clueless, that he doesn't understand that, you know, that he's just not thinking about it, that he takes the wood because he figures, eh, it's not a big deal. Which do you think it is?
You know, that's the latter, and what I've done is I have a shed where I keep the wood in, so what I did is I put a door on it and
sure.
locked it
yeah.
without discussing it. His wife would be appalled. He's a retired physician. He, you know, he doesn't, you know, he could buy the whole island we're
yeah.
on for, you
it,
know, or the
yeah,
whole
Yeah, that's what it sounded
campsite.
To me. It sounded to me he was clueless. So the question is, so you're really not trying to punish him. You're trying to have him not, first of all, not do it, and second of all, maybe give you some recompense. I would say to him, listen,
go ahead. What I don't want to do is, I haven't discussed it with him. I don't want it to be an issue because
no.
we'll get together for years.
Of course.
You know, I just want it to kind of go away without hurting anyone's feelings.
I got it.
But I don't want it to continue.
I got it.
Okay.
All right. You've got two possibilities here. One is to let it go, which sounds like it's gonna stick in your craw. So that's really not. I mean, in theory, it's an intellectual possibility, but it doesn't sound like it's an emotional possibility. One is to go up and say to him, "Hey, you know what? I noticed that my wood pile got a little depleted. How would you like to go halvesies about buying some wood for the winter?"
Yep.
And then I think you've got it done, and he'll say, "Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. In fact, you know, I borrowed some of your wood. Why don't I pay the whole thing?" Or he won't. But I think it's a gracious way of sort of saying it's not a big deal, but, you know, it's my wood and I got to cut it down. So I would just, rather than saying I'm going to go into the forest and do it, do you want to come with me, which he probably doesn't, and you probably don't want him along anyway. They're just saying, hey, listen, notice my wood pile. And you don't even have to say that he depleted it. You can just say, hey, notice the wood pile was a little depleted. Thought I'd go get some wood. You want to go halvesies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he'll either say yes or no. If he says yes, then I think the problem's solved. If he says no, you've got the lock, and he presumably won't do it again. But my guess is
yeah.
he'll say yes. My guess is, you know, sometimes, especially city folk, are kind of clueless about kind of the rules of the road, you know, the kind of common courtesy, like if you borrow something from somebody, that you return it. And they may not be there when you borrow it, but it doesn't offset the responsibility that you, in fact, took something that was not yours, and so you return it. And it may just be he's forgetful. It may just be he's, you know, he figures, well, the wood's just there, and, you know, Steve, and or maybe intended, whatever. We don't really care what his motives are. It's just giving him an opportunity to make things right without sort of saying, hey, look, creep, you're a little sticky-fingered physician, you. I would just, you know, the wood pile got a little depleted. I was thinking about buying some wood for the winter. Would you like to go halvesies?
Mm-hmm. We will try that.
And if he says, well, you know, I'm really not going to be here, say, okay, I just thought I'd give you the opportunity. And let it go at that, because those words are
right.
are ambiguous enough that that if he's completely clueless, or maybe he's got Alzheimer's and he just forgot he took the wood, which just seems unlikely. It just gives, it's a gracious way of doing two things, of saying, hey, fella, and also saying, here's a way of making it back to me without having to confront him.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty. Good enough. Yeah, I mean, sometimes people, you know, I've had the experience of with family members of sort of having to count the silver. And I at one point said to one of my sibs, you know, what are you doing? They said, well, we didn't think you'd miss it. And I thought, you know what? Whether I miss it or not, it's not exactly the point. It isn't yours. You took something that wasn't yours. And but people can be clueless. You know, it's just I don't think it was intentional per se in this situation, and he probably wasn't saying, well, I think he was probably thinking, well, Steve will never miss it, and it's not a big deal, and then kind of forgot about it. And this is just a way of saying, it's fine, you don't take things without asking. And he, and I think it's just a gracious way of saying, I'm aware, here's a way of making it up to me, and my guess is he will. I'd love to know what happens about this, but I think it's you. It doesn't put you in any vulnerable position. It doesn't it's not an antagonistic thing to do. It's not confrontational. And my guess is that he'll probably say, oh, listen, I'd love to, you know, I borrowed some wood. Let me pay for this one, and we're done. And if I had to guess, that's what I would guess. But I also believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, so you may want to take that with a little bit of grain of salt. So try it and tell me what happens, all righty?
Okay.
Well, there's also, it occurs to me, one other possibility here, which is, you remember the statement about, I'm going to take you out to the wood pile? I don't know, I think in the old days they would take you out and or smoking behind the wood pile or something. I think being taken out the wood pile meant that you were going to get punished. So I suppose there's that sort of vaguely Freudian notion that if I deplete the wood pile, that maybe I won't be punished. I'm being facetious. I think that's probably not it. But there is a sense, especially of city folk, of communal property, I think, much more than in a city. I'm trying to think of the only communal property I know in cities is things like Victory Gardens, where and still, once you've claimed your plot, somebody else doesn't use it. And although I've heard of people snitching each other's tomatoes and zucchini and things of that sort. So sometimes people, I don't think most people are thieves at heart, and I don't think people are malicious at heart, but I do think they're clueless, and they don't think about it. And the idea, as I said, of taking something that's not yours, could say, well, you know, I don't know who it belonged to. Well, but you did know it didn't belong to you. And I think that's the issue. So the question is, how do you sort of make that clear, other than putting up a sign saying, move away from the wood pile, keep your hands off my wood. Say, hey, listen, time to replenish it. Want to go halvesies? And that will make it clear that it's not communal. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
We're telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so kind of the UPS guy from hell, if you think your postal service isn't very good. See, there was that guy in Houston, and the guy had him on videotape. The question to me is, does everybody have a video camera somehow on? Do you have a video camera at your house?
I don't know. But
apparently lots of people do. I mean, yeah. Because they caught this guy sort of throwing the package over the fence.
Which is if you're a UPS delivery guy or package handler in itself, is like the ultimate
Yeah, you don't
no,
do
no.
that.
Like, you don't
yeah.
do that at all. That in itself will get you fired.
Well, and UPS, I mean, I've always liked them for two reasons. First of all, because their slogan is "Let Brown Do It," which I always thought was very cool. They misspelled Brown, but what are you going to do? And second is that they have, well, I guess three reasons. So the first is it's "Let Brown Do It." The second is they have a great employee benefit program, and they're really good at promoting people from within, and even part-time people have really good benefits.
Yep.
And third, they're really good at promoting women. Mm-hmm. So I've, you know, when I was working on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence, they were one of the huge supporters, and so it's a really good company. Yeah. And look, any the problem is that you can have a lunatic in any company, you know, and but this guy. Not only throws the package over, but then decides to tinkle against the wall.
Oh,
you know, and gosh. So and the guy's got it on videotape, and apparently didn't get much of a response until he posted it on their Facebook page. And then they said they were going to give him a "Gee, we're sorry" gift. Yeah. Somebody, I actually was on a cruise ship once and was dancing, and someone had broken a glass on the dance room floor. And I cut my foot. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's the sole of your feet will bleed a lot. And I knew it was okay. And they, you know, I didn't need stitches. They were very upset about it. And they said, well, you know, we want to give you a gift. Which, and the friends who were with me, because there was blood all over everything. And they went and got me a nail file, which they said was from the cruise line, because the cruise line never really did anything, which is really stupid on their part, because I certainly could have sued them, which I wasn't going to. I mean,
right.
Because it truly is negligence to have, I mean, there was a huge chart of broken glass, but
yeah.
You know, I was not good. I don't tend to sue people, but
you know, and going back to the UPS guy too, it's interesting that, you know, he gets caught on tape doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, because like we just talked about, not everybody.
How many times had somebody done it before?
How many times has this guy done it before, you know, and gotten away with it? And the other thing, too, is if you got to use the bathroom, stop at a gas station and use the bathroom. Like, don't, you know.
Well, you know, it is an issue in a lot of places. I've told the story before that cab drivers, Liberty car drivers, that there are, you know, there that whole issue. And a lot of guys carry like, you know, jars with them. Mm-hmm. But then they got to, you know, it's the same problem. And I have a friend who is actually an attorney who was coming home late from a party one night and decided to relieve himself in a public place and was arrested for public indecency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those issues. I mean, maybe we need better public facilities for people who, you know, who, I mean, I'm one of those people. I know where every bathroom is within, I think, a 50-mile radius of New York because I walk around a lot.
Yeah.
And so I know where the best are and the cleanest are, and I know where all the bathrooms are. So
got them all marked down, huh?
Yeah, I could put out Joy's potty guide or something, as opposed to potty mouth, which is a whole different thing. All right. How about an email here?
No. Yeah.
All right. So, but my, it'd be interesting to see what they do about that guy because,
It's just what cracks me up about it is just the first thing that he did was just
exactly
throwing the box over. That in itself is just like,
I mean, if he'd sort of put, well, it was a fence, and I guess he had to figure out that he didn't want to leave it on the front door because someone could take it or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, but if he'd only tinkled, they probably, I mean, it's not a very nice thing to do, and do it, you know, against somebody.
They probably would have just pulled him aside and say, "Hey, dude."
Yeah, by the bathroom.
You're
yeah,
not representing
yeah.
the company, right?
Yeah, but know. He threw the package.
Yeah.
And I think it was the company, and apparently it smacked, it broke whatever was in there, which obviously is going to be covered. But, so we'll see what happens to UPS. And the guy is, I mean, obviously they're going to be able to trace him down because I'll have the address, and UPS will tell the tracking number. So, yeah, I mean, whenever I send something, they send the tracking number. Oh, no. It's the Texas way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do an email here that doesn't have anything to do with hopefully tossing packages.
Let's go to, this is actually a Facebook message from Sheila. She wants to know, Dr. Joy, when you know a relationship is wrong in every way for you, but you love that person with all your heart, how do you walk away?
Well, it may be, I mean, make a list of why it's wrong. And there really are, I mean, you really truly can love somebody who's truly toxic for you. It's just not going to work. And so the first thing to do is probably commit the toxicity to paper of making a list of why this is not going to work. And I think sometimes what we do when we're feeling awful about a relationship is we'll write down all the terrible things, and then we'll remember, you know, how his neck smells or something, and then we're off and running again. So the best thing to do is write down all the positives and all the negatives. And so when the positives come up, you can remind yourself of the concurrent negatives. So and one of the ways of doing it, all or nothing, as you know, is a very expensive philosophy, and I'm not much in favor of it, but maybe taking a break. Maybe bringing it to his attention about what kinds of, and asking yourself, is there, are any of these behaviors malleable? Is there anything that can be changed here? Or is this just a personality issue? But I think there are people that will own a piece of our cardiac real estate till our last rattly little breath, but we know to stay away from them because they're too dangerous for us. And so, like Tina says, you know, what's love got to do with it? And if you can't be around somebody, if they're really truly toxic for you, then you walk away and understand it's okay to love them. It's okay to fantasize about them. You just have to stay away from them. And, you know, I'm convinced that that liking somebody is a much better road to a long-term relationship than loving somebody. Because loving, to a certain extent, is, you know, we talk about falling in love. We don't talk about falling in any other context that's positive, right? That falling is dangerous and you can hurt yourself and it's slippery and you're out of control and it's embarrassing. And yet we talk about falling in love. Ah, maybe there's a warning inherent in that for us. And liking is something we tend to do much more intellectually. We like people who like us. We have a checklist of people that we like, that they have a good sense of humor. When we talk about love, we talk about chemistry. We talk about butterflies. We talk about all sorts of intangible things that probably have much more to do with sex and with lust than they do with love, which is not necessarily bad. It's just important not to confuse the two. But I think there truly are people that we will love our whole life because love is, to a certain extent, an unthinking emotion. It's not like liking, which is a very thoughtful checklist. Loving is just something that's either there or not there. So, but you also have to view your own survival. And if this person, you can love somebody and they not make you very happy, and you don't make them very happy. So, I know. But the middle ground sometimes of saying, well, let's take a break from one another, you know, and you obviously have to define what the break is going to be. But in the same way that when we were talking yesterday about people cleaning out their closet, that's not a metaphor. Well, it could be, I suppose. That things that you haven't, that you think just aren't quite right, put them, you know, you're not quite ready to give them up yet because at one point they were really important. You had a great time wearing that outfit or somebody special bought it for you. You think it's a great color but it's just not workable right now. Put it aside and, you know, put it in a box, put it underneath your bed, and in a year, go back and visit it. And sometimes that works in relationships as well, that we can purge, we can clean our closet. And sometimes once we've broken that kind of obsessional involvement, that we can have a perspective that looks and says, oh my goodness. I mean, I think most of us have had that experience of looking at somebody that we once were crazy about and thinking, wait a minute, what is it that I saw in this person? Which doesn't mean that we're crazy, per se, although a lot of people think that the whole experience of falling in love is kind of a crazy thing. But that another part of our ability to assess becomes more dominant, the liking part. So make the list, number one, both positive and negative, so you're not undermined by either of them. Second of all, think about if there's anything on that list of the things you don't like that may be negotiable. Third of all, instead of thinking all or nothing, thinking about taking a break for a period of time, if that person isn't willing to negotiate with you. And then perhaps just by taking that break of understanding, if your life is better without that person in it, then you've learned something. Okay, I know, not an easy thing to do. We sort of decide that love is the sine qua non, that you know, the thing that defines all of us, and as long as we love somebody, everything will turn out okay. A little naive. 855, believe in Tina. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's a great idea, although if you're going to do it, you're going to have to do it pretty darn quickly. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, this is one of my least favorite questions that I ever get asked, and technically, you guys didn't ask it. It's one of those email things. I get asked all the time, you know, well, how come women only want bad boys? And I'm saying, no. It's not that women only want bad boys. It's that women want men who are decisive. That there's really something kind of irritating about saying to somebody, excuse me,
Where do you want to go for dinner? I don't know. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, you know, make a decision. That's not a bad boy. Nobody wants to be mistreated. Nobody wants to be cheated on. Nobody wants to be disrespected. But somebody did a study, and they said that women wanted four things in men. I'm not sure that men want very different things in women, but women want good genes, men who are more masculine, physically attractive, good-looking, fit, and high in sex appeal. Well, do we think that men don't want women who have good genes, right, or are attractive and feminine, right? Good investment ability. This one may be one of the ones that there is actually some sexual dimorphism. Men with high potential income, good earning capacity, educated, and older than the woman herself. I don't think men necessarily look at women, although I do know, especially younger men, who look at a woman who can help with some financial burden, and so they want someone who is bright and who can certainly keep up with them and be a good mate. So that may not be investment in the financial sense, but certainly investment in the social sense. Good parenting. I would say that both men and women are equally interested in that. Men who want home and children, who are fond of children and like them, who want to raise them well and are emotionally stable and mature. I think men certainly, unless they've already had their children, that they're talking about second or third or 15th marriage, are looking for the same thing in a woman. And a good partner, men who want to be a loving partner. I think men certainly look for a woman who would be a good partner and good sex partner as well. So other than the idea of financial investment and financial security, I would say that men and women are looking for the same thing. And we never accuse men of looking, well, I guess we do. The Madonna horror complex is that men want to marry somebody who's saintly, but they'll mess around with somebody who's not, who's sexual. But, you know, I don't know how valid a notion that is anymore, because there are an awful lot of women who probably are in the same way that men sort of embody both sets of traits. But if you look at it, I really do think what they're saying is that the more attractive the woman, the more it is that she's going to want it all. And the less attractive the woman, the more she's willing to kind of either settle for one trait or another. I think this is age-dependent as much as anything else, that people, as they get older, I think, are looking for different things. And then there's always the Margaret Mead philosophy of life, that Margaret Mead married six different men seven times. She married one guy twice. And her philosophy was that you marry different men at different stages for different reasons. And to a certain extent, she kind of anticipated this list. And she said, when you're young, you marry somebody to play with. When you get ready to settle down, you marry a good mate. So you marry someone for their genetic material. Then you look for somebody who's a good parent who may or may not have good genetic material. Then you marry somebody who's a good provider. Then you marry somebody who is, see, after provider, I'm trying to remember what happened next. I think then you marry somebody who's a good companion. And then you marry, I guess, somebody who's a good nurse for the end of your life. But the idea being that expecting one person to embody all those characteristics, unless you're very lucky, is somewhat unrealistic, number one. Number two, the idea that people, as I talk about all the time, that when marriage was invented around the time of Christ, which is obviously 2,015 years ago, that the life expectancy was right around 30, that puberty hit about 19, that men married, they waited till they were established to marry women who were almost always younger. 50% of women died in childbirth, and every time you had a child, you ran the same 50-50 chance of surviving. So the idea of, if you're really lucky, really healthy, that maybe a marriage would last for maybe a decade. If you flashed forward to 2015, average life expectancy is approaching 80 for both men and women. Puberty hits around 11. So there are people in theory who could be married for like 75, 80 years. I know some people have been married for 75 years. So you're talking about a significantly different event, and the likelihood that two people are going to find compatibility at 18 or 19 that is going to withstand 80 years of a relationship is, and I think the more traditional the relationship, the more likely that is to happen, where the woman stays home and raises the children, the man goes out and brings home the bacon, that we know that blue-collar families tend to survive better than white-collar families. We know that a sense of community, of living in small towns tend to do better than big cities, I suppose because there are fewer options and fewer people, maybe even fewer distractions and temptations, and the idea than traditional roles, that also religion, that a strong religious orientation also keeps marriages together. So the whole point being that marriage has really changed fairly significantly as our society has changed, and therefore what we're seeing now is women having more choice, because first of all, the idea is that women had to marry. The Hilary Swank, Tommy Lee Jones movie suggesting what happens when a woman isn't married was, and that's 100 years ago, well, the 1880s, so maybe 120 years ago or something, was that she was really abandoned, that it was really scary. The British model, that if a woman didn't marry, that she either had to support herself somehow, that either she had to go live with married sisters, or that she became, even a nurse was considered basically an unacceptable profession, or that she became a prostitute, that there were really very few ways for women to support themselves if they were not married. Society really didn't suggest it. And then when women could control their own fertility, once the pill, which is a relatively recent phenomenon, what we're talking about, 60s, then women could choose to marry or not. And you can see how that would change an enormous number of things. When women began to be educated, when they could support themselves, and all these other things that changed marriage. So it's an institution that probably single-handedly has gone through more changes than any other single institution, probably up to and including the church, and obviously the two are not unrelated. So the idea that women only care about bad boys is just one of those really irritating notions that I think is a misunderstanding of vocabulary, as well as everything else. You know, vocabulary and what it means to be good or bad, and I think what women want is the same thing men want, which is a nice human being who makes some decisions and you have something in common. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.